The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom Jesus was speaking. "Is it I, Lord? Is it him?" It could be him. Could be him. It couldn't be me. Could it? In the deafening silence that followed Jesus' words, "Very truly I tell you, one of you will betray me," the disciples' minds raced, and they wondered. Simon Peter rightly assumed that having the disciple whom Jesus loved ask Jesus what he meant was the best course of action. Or maybe Simon Peter was still smarting from his embarrassment earlier in the night. Or maybe he could feel in the pit of his stomach the betrayal that he would soon enact. Maybe he already felt the fear and the shame of the night. So he needed to know who would be the one to betray Jesus, if he would be the one to betray Jesus. They all held their breath and waited to see who it would be that Jesus handed the wine-soaked bread. And when he gave it to Judas, no one knew why, because no one could fathom what would happen later that night. Mark's gospel tells another story in which the disciples wonder about one another. They were going to Capernaum, and when they got there, Jesus asked them what they were arguing about on the way, but they didn't want to tell him because they'd been arguing about who among them was the greatest. So Jesus called them all together and told them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Wondering who is the best and who is the worst is human nature. We have a need to categorize, but even more than that, we have a need to prove our own worth. And we attempt to prove it by measuring ourselves against others. "I'm way better than that guy. At least I'm not as bad as her. Whoa, I would never do what he did. She always looks so happy on Facebook." Of course, when we justify ourselves based on other people's worst or best, we make it impossible to love them for who they are. And we make it impossible to love ourselves for who we are. We assign value and we decide who is or what behavior is more deserving of value, and our love follows. We see it all the time. Children's lives are less valuable than those who give money and vote. Women's lives are less important than men's. Abled lives are more valued than disabled. Straight cisgender lives are of more importance than gay or gender non-conforming. People of color are ignored or worse to favor white people. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer, and that is the way of the world. So it's not surprising that as the disciples reclined around the table, they thought, "Could it be me? It could be me." Because to allow value to decide love stands in direct opposition to God. And somehow we know that. And somehow we know that we're guilty of it. And it stings. It burns. It strikes fear in our hearts. And we are ashamed. I have a William Sloan Coffin quote that hangs on the hallway in our house. It reads, "God's love does not seek value, it creates value. It is not that we are loved because we have value, but rather that we have value because we are loved." So the disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he was speaking. And so Jesus answers the disciples' doubtful hearts in a surprising way. He hands bread dipped in the dish to his betrayer. For we who celebrate the Eucharist, we hear that and we know that Jesus gave communion to his betrayer. Jesus gave communion to the one who would betray him into the hands of his enemies. That which is the forgiveness of sins. That which is the bread of life and the cup of salvation. That which breaks the barriers of guilt and shame. That which is the very body and blood of our Savior. Given for you, betrayer of Jesus. In that one simple act, Jesus demonstrates that his love for us is so vast that not even the one who will betray him with a kiss can escape that love. God's love in Christ Jesus simply cannot be overcome by anything, ever. And so you and I can stand at the altar, our hands in the form of a beggar, yet we can be confident that in this bread and cup is mercy, is forgiveness, is life, is value, is unending love. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Amen.